Justice and Legal Affairs Permanent Secretary David Mangota made the remarks at the International Human Rights Day commemorations organized by government and civil society. Mangota said Zimbabwe has made strides in addressing women and children's rights, but noted that it is lagging behind in enhancing economic rights because of sanctions.
Government has faced the challenge of resource constraints in meeting some of its human rights obligations as a result of the illegal sanctions which I've already made reference to. In order to fully enjoy our rights, we need to be economically stable. As countries of the world celebrate Human Rights Day, our call goes to those that impose illegal sanctions on us to lift those so that we're able to enjoy our rights in full as all other nations do.
Mangota said Zimbabwe is committed to upholding the rights of citizens, and as such, it has agreed to have its human rights record reviewed by the United Nations General Assembly. As part of its commitment, Mangota said Zimbabwe this year invited United Nations Rights Commissioner Nevi Pillay to assess the human rights situation in the country. He also said the nation enacted the Human Rights Act, which legitimized the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Chiefs Council President Fortune Charumbira said, while there's been too much emphasis on civil and political rights, programs such as the indigenization law are required to ensure full enjoyment of economic rights.
What is we should put in my enabling factors? Could you enjoy my rights? Wow. And the issue of empowerment and indigenization and my resources is real. Whether people like it or not, that is real. We first have to enjoy, get access to the wealth, to create what in order to enjoy those rights. Otherwise, don't get it.
United Nations Resident Coordinator Alain Odu said Zimbabwe has ratified a number of human rights treaties, such as the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and their full implementation will result in the protection and promotion of human rights. He said it was pleasing to see government and civil society working together under the Universal Periodic Review process. Nodehu said such spirit should continue through the time of the referendum and elections scheduled for next year. This is the first time in many years that government joined hands with civil society to commemorate International Human Rights Day. Civil society organizations urged the government to stop human rights violations such as the arrests of striking workers and human rights defenders. The International Human Rights Day is commemorated globally on 10 December every year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.